It's like a city out of my childhood dreams. There's a feeling about this place that reminds me of that lotus land. It's as though there's no one living in this city. So different than the Lotus City, but the feeling, the atmosphere of this city is similar. It's as though the streets were filled with people, but I exist on a level where I'm unable to see or hear them.
Jack continues to roam the city, through the empty marketplace, across the silent squares, into the tiny parks. There's no one to be seen. Finally, he leaves. Crossing the city, he leaves through the back gates and continues down the road. Near the stream, alongside the road, is a house, a very small building. But as Jack nears, he hears the sound of someone humming softly to themselves.
What? Good grief, I think there's someone here.
The door is open. Jack enters. Seated at a table is a young boy. Upon the table in front of him are sheets of paper. The boy holds a pen, writing in a language Jack has never seen before. The boy looks up for just a moment, looking Jack full in the eyes. Then he returns to his slow, meticulous writing.
Excuse me. This realm is foreign to me. Can you tell me where I am? Well, can you tell me where all the people have gone? Well, where does this road lead? Look, can you hear me? Can you speak?
The boy looks up and he smiles. With half-closed eyes, he smiles a small, gentle smile. And from across that short distance, Jack is struck with a warmth, an energy that radiates from that smile and showers Jack as though a golden sun has just flashed its rays deep into his soul. And then the boy speaks.
I don't know how to read or write. I'm writing my history.
But how can you write if you don't know how to write or read? He's writing his history, and he can't read or write. This boy is quite mad.
And so Jack takes his leave, returning to the silent city.
Just my luck. One person in this whole weird place, and he's off his nut. The only thing I can think of now is to search out these buildings and see if there's a jukebox somewhere. That's the key.
All that day and into the evening, he explores the houses, mangers, temples, and is awed by the imaginative designs and intricate craftsmanship. But no jukebox. And as the sky turns rose and then dark lavender, and the shadows creep long across the city, Jack returns back to that small building outside the walls of that eerie city. And he is there, sitting there, watching the mad boy silently writing his history, while the wind chimes softly move in the evening breeze. A peacefulness comes upon him. The sort of peacefulness that happens so rarely in one's lifetime. A deep love fills his heart. He watches the eyes of that mad boy, and for the first time in his life, he understands the word compassion. Love without attachment. Not asking for anything in return. Simply giving out of pure love. Jack feels that he could sit there forever in that silence. A silence so thick it seems as though it could be sliced open with a sword. And once opened, the inside would reveal all the hidden secrets of the universe.